Last week in Everyday Grammar, we looked at how English forms adjectives for country names. We found that, as is often true, history can explain some of the irregularities in the English language. The endings we add to the country name, called suffixes, were borrowed many years ago from Greek, Latin, French, and even Arabic. This week, we will look at how English forms nouns that refer to the people of a country. The name for this kind of noun is demonym. You can probably guess it is from the same Greek word form dem, meaning the people, as in the English word democracy. Often the adjective and the demonym are the same, as in American, for something from the United States, and Americans for people from the U.S. But in some cases, the adjective and the demonym are different. The adjective for Iceland is Icelandic, but the demonym, what we call a person from Iceland, is Icelander. Let us begin with the suffix ish, which is from Old English isk, a Germanic form. Early English speakers added ish to make Swedish, Spanish, Scottish, and Irish. This was shortened to ch for some close neighbors, Dutch, Scotch, and French. The English speakers called themselves British or Britons. Demonyms are usually found in their plural form, referring to a group of people. To make some demonyms singular, you can add the suffix man or woman, as in Frenchman, Scotswoman, Irishwoman, and Dutchman. Contact with the German language also added the suffix er, as in Netherlanders and Luxembourgers. And people from Kosovo are called Kosovars, with a little help from the language of Albania. We hear the influence of Arabic with the e suffix in the demonyms for many countries in the Middle East, Central Asia, and Africa. They include Pakistanis, Uzbekistanis, Tajikistanis, Yemenis, and Somalis. The most common way to form a noun from a country name is to add ands, as in Germans, Americans, and Moroccans. This is a form English got from Latin and French. We got the ese suffix from French by way of the Portuguese, who introduced the British to the Chinese and Japanese. They share the suffix with the Marshallese, Beninese, and Bhutanese. To find the official name of a country or its people, you can go to the World Factbook. The website also has useful maps and information on each country. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Jill Robbins.